As we head into a big movie weekend, being that the Academy Awards are on Sunday, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, by the way. Are you excited, Maria?
I love Jimmy Kimmel.
Let's get a second opinion. Let's go to Hollywood. Live from Hollywood, thanks to our friends at Valley Honda Dealers, presenting the nominee for most likely to be on the telephone right now, Cecily Knobler.
Did I win? I'd like to thank everyone. My agents, my dog.
You're thanking the Asians. What did the Asians do?
My agents.
Oh, I thought it was Hollywood Foreign Press.
Amazing. That never occurred to me before. That's really funny. All right, Jimmy. I'm excited about Jimmy Kimmel, too, actually. I think he's great. I think he's the right guy for the job right now. I think he'll bring a little bit more edge than Seth Meyers did at the Globes. And I think we need a little edge right now. Enough of this dancing around.
No. I was done with the Billy Crystal routine about 10 years before he quit.
I would say about 25 years before he quit, honestly.
You guys are rough.
I know. But it's, come on. It's 2018. Let's talk Red Sparrow. How about that?
Yes. This is where you get to see a lot of cleavage, right?
Yeah, a lot more than that. It stars Jennifer Lawrence. I have not laughed so hard in a film since Mother, which, of course, Red Sparrow is not a comedy, nor was Mother. It's based on a spy novel with a pretty interesting plot. So let's start with the good news.
Okay.
A movie about a woman who wouldn't take it anymore? Yes! The rest... No, let's talk about J-Law, how hard it is to do a Russian accent. You just listen to the news right now. Say it with me. Vodka, whiskey, Trump. You just say it. That's all you have to say.
I know.
She should have her SAG card revoked for this. I like Joel Edgerton, and don't get me wrong, Jen is beautiful and she's capable, but at well over 2 hours, this definitely outstayed its welcome, and it was relentlessly violent. I give this 5 bottles of vodka because that is how many I needed to get through, and that's a lot.
No. You gave it 5 bottles of vodka.
Vodka.
Now, Maria, do you want to kiss my foot right now? Because I told you this movie was a big turd.
Well, and I love Jennifer Lawrence, and I'm so sad you don't like her.
I do like her. I know it looks like on Twitter lately, because I got upset because she said she was going up against critics and saying that we didn't get Mother.
Right.
That it was, that's why they bled for it. And it was like, no, we got it. We got it.
Didn't like it.
Yeah, just didn't like it. And just so you know, I know some people were waiting for the Death Wish remake that's now stars Bruce Willis. Talk about not reading the room right now. This is just not the right time for this movie. And Eli Roth is one of my least favorite directors. I'm sorry I'm being tough today, but he's the only director I've ever written hate mail to. And I know it's hard. I know that every script I wrote on Cupcake Wars was not good. I get that. But he's got a picture deal, so let's make it a little bit better.
So let me read through this, Cecily. You're saying don't go to the movies this weekend, watch the Academy Awards?
Yes, or you could see Black Panther. That's still in theaters,
yes.
And I am behind that. But for Oscar picks, if you're filling out those ballots, I'm pretty good at this, by the way. I don't know why, but I am. Best Picture will probably go to The Shape of Water.
Yep.
3 Billboards might be the upset. I want it to go to Get Out or Lady Bird, but that's not happening. Actor is probably going Gary Oldman. I wish it wasn't, but it is. He was great in it, so in that regard, I guess it makes sense.
Okay.
He was really good. Actress is probably going to be Frances McDormand. I don't really see anyone else coming up on that one.
I love her.
I do, too. I think she kind of plays the same thing, and this is no different, but, she's great at that. Supporting actor, I'm good with either Sam Rockwell or Richard Jenkins. I think Sam will probably win.
Yeah, that'd be great. I like Sam Rockwell. I actually like him as an actor, and I watched that Billboards movie.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize that was him. He was that good.
He's always that good. I never know it's him, honestly. I think he's so good at that. Mm-hmm. Supporting actress probably is going to go to Allison Janney, I believe. I wish it were Laurie Metcalf.
Oh, okay.
For any other questions, anyone can feel free to message me on Facebook or Twitter. I will try to help you out with the ballot. I've seen everything pretty much. and Coco, by the way, obviously for animation.
Now, are you nominated or are you a seat filler on Sunday?
Well, I'm nominated for just most wonderful person.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But I put myself up, and I just don't see that anybody's really putting me. It's a write-in. You can write me in.
As soon as your cats can vote, I predict an Academy Award for you.
Oh, thanks. I have had my speech prepared since I was 4.
Oh.
And it involved Davy Jones from The Monkees.
Wait, should we hear it? How long is your speech? We'll play the music.
It's like a good 2.5 hours. They would start playing the music off. I wouldn't even be like 1/3 of the way through.
All right. We'll wait until you win to hear about Davy Jones.
Thank you, guys. I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.